Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das klar in Perik Hey, Mishnah Alf. Kerem Shecharav. Literally, a kerem that was destroyed. Shecharav, like the Churban Habayis. Churban means to destroy. Okay, let's do a little chazara here. We have seen many times that there is a chilek between a single gefen and an official kerem, an official vineyard. There are different halachas. For example, if you have an official kerem, you have to distance yourself 4 amos from a single gefen, only 6 tvachim. So what's called single gefanim, single vines, and what's called a kerem? So the Mishnah is going to explain as follows. Kerem shecharav. We first had a kerem. Try to imagine a chessboard. Out of each box comes a vine. Rows and rows and rows. Now some of the vines are missing. Until now, we learned there's like a empty square box of vines in the middle of the chessboard. That we called karachas hakerem. It's bald over there. Like someone that has a bald spot in the middle of his head. Kerem shecharav means it's not just an empty box in the middle of the chessboard. They're from all sides, all over the place. We're missing vines over here. You don't even have full rows. I'm looking down at this chessboard. I see a vine here, a vine here, a vine here, a vine there. There's no, I don't have any rows of vines. They go from the beginning of the chessboard till the end of the chessboard. Not in the length, not in the width. So Zakta Mishnah. Once again, Perikei Mishnah Aleph. Kerem Shecharav. We have this kerem. Someone looks like at random just yanked out vines over here. Here, there, here, there. So, im yesh bei lelaket eser gefanim lebesa. Here's the halach. I'm going to have to look at these leftover vines. Coming out of one box, coming out of a different box, coming out of a different box in our mashal of the chessboard. If I can theoretically rope off an area of a besa, I don't mean that he has mamash to put on a rope. Meaning to say, imagine I can take an area, rope around it, and that's an area of a besa. And what do I have in this besa? I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, at least 10 vines in this area of a besa. Im yesh bei lelaket, eser gefanim lebesa, if there's left in an area of a besa at least 10 vines, not less than that, unetuyais, and these vines are planted kihilchasa. I'm looking at these vines that I have in my besa. I don't have a whole row, but I have what's called a kerem. Shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yetzezanav. One, another one to the side of it. Go down a row, right behind it, one, another one to the side of it. And then you have one in a third row, only one. So imagine a box, a kerem in each corner, and underneath the box, one more. That's shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yetzezanav. That's a kerem. So out of all the vines that I have left, scattered about, and I have at least 10 in an area of a besa, but I have at least 5 that are in the tzura of a kerem, in this formation. Once again, what's the formation? Shtayim keneged shtayim. Try to imagine, like on the four corners of a square, and a tail. In other words, on one side, there's a third one, lower down. So wait a second, you're telling me that I have 10 gefanim left over here in the base, so all have to be planted in formation? No. Out of the 10 that are left, I have to have at least 5 in the proper formation. Shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yetzezanav. And the other vines automatically are included. The din kerem is chal in all of them. Also explains about tenura, it has to be, as the halach is with the kerem, that the vines aren't separated one from another more than 16 amis, and they can't be closer than 4 amis. Okay, so you have to process all this information. Let's just chazer over for a moment what we had and what we have. I had over here an area that was full of vines. Many were ripped out. What do I have left? Because I have to know, does this have a din of a kerem or does this have a din of single vines? So I, in theory, rope off an area of a besa. I have left 10 vines in an area of besa. Out of these 10 vines, at least 5 are in formation, meaning like 1, 2, 3, 4, 2 rows, like each one on the corner of a square, so to speak, and one of the rows has one more down. And they can't be further, the vines of here can't be further than 16 amos and not closer than 4 amos. If I have that for at least 5, all my vines over here, not only the ones that are in formation, but all my vines fall under the category of a kerem, and not gefen yechidas, and not single vines. And this is what the Mishnah refers to as a kerem dal. So you have a full kerem, which is full of vines. You have karach as a kerem, where it's full of vines, but there's a bold, square, bold spot in the middle. And you have this kerem dal, where vines are left scattered after it was once full. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Kerem, if we have a vineyard, shinatuya, that is planted, buvya. The person that planted it was not very organized. He didn't plant it in rows, just mishmash. Im yeshba, if I have over here, five vines, lechavin, that somehow I can figure out that there's an image here of two rows of shtayim neged shalosh. One row has two and the other has three. Harei ze kerem. V'im lav, if not, ain't a kerem, it's not a kerem. So in other words, what I'm going to have to do is come here with a ruler, with a line. I'm going to have to draw lines. I'm going to take five vines over here, and I'm going to say, look, it wasn't planted in a seder, but maybe I can make seder out of it. I'm going to draw a square around four of them, and then I'll add another box underneath, and I can get another vine in that box. Okay, so I have a tsura here of two opposite two, and then a fifth one underneath that. But if they're so mixed up, I can't do it. Anytime I'm going to try to corner off four in a box, I can't get the fifth one. In other words, I can't make an even box over here with these random vines where somehow there's four in one box and one more in the same line underneath it. I can't do it. They're just too mishmashed. They're too out of formation. Then it's not a kerem. It doesn't have to be perfect, but I have to be able to pull a string and somehow create the two opposite two plus one underneath. If I can't do it, it's not a kerem. Remeir says, even if I don't have between two rows, two opposite two, and a third one, hoil vi nira kitavnis hakramim, because the mice, there's a lot of vines here, so Chazal say should have a din of a kerem. In the Chiddush Remeir Simcha, he says, perhaps this is pshat in what Remeir says. We're trying to take a ruler here, what's called a plumb line, that kind of gets things into a box, and try to figure out somehow a tsura that four are in the box and one is in the box right behind it. Even if I can't do it, they're just too out of order. But let's say I take into account not just the stem, not just the base of the vine where it connects to the earth, but if I'm going to try to run this chut, this thread, to draw this line using the leaves, using the grapes, then I could get it into a box and get the formation of two against two with one in a straight line. That's what Remeir is saying. Even if at the base of the vine I can't get it into a box, but if v'hu nira kitavnes hakramim, using the top part of the vine where it spreads out, hereza kerem, it would still have a din of a kerem. So chazing over our Mishnah, Perikai Mishnah Aleph, if we have a kerem shachar of a vineyard that was destroyed, in other words, there's not just a square box in the middle that's missing, but here and there, just vines were ripped out. If there are still enough grapevines to gather 10 vines in a base saw, and they're planted according to the halacha of the kerem, which means out of these 10, at least 5 that are still here have the pattern of 2 facing 2 and 1 coming out like a tail. And as we explained, they're also within 16 amis of each other, but not closer than 4 amis. If you have that, it's still called a kerem. It's called a kerem dal, a poor vineyard. But it has the halachas of a kerem. When we say a poor vineyard, it means even though it's poor in the amount of grapes it has, but still called a kerem. But again, I want you to be clear about this. Because I have at least 5 in the formation, the other remaining grapevines are also included in this kerem. If lemaisa, they're not planted in rows. I have a vineyard that's planted mishmash. A lot of vines here. But instead of planting them in rows the way I usually plant vineyards, whoever was planting stuck one here, stuck one there, stuck one there. I don't know, maybe it was Purim afternoon, maybe he just didn't care. That's how he did it, with no seder. So the halacha is, if there are 5 vines anywhere in this area, and if I pull the string, I could line it up and get a pattern of two straight rows, two vines facing each other, and one protruding underneath. No one planned it this way, but even random, somehow, I can manage to draw such a box. So, even though it's a mumble-jumbo of vines, Lamaisa, I can point and say, here's my kerem. But if I can't get them into a box together. That's how mishmashed it is. It's not a kerem. Reb Meir disagrees. Reb Meir says, if from far it looks like a kerem, it has a din of a kerem.